Jesus, in Matthew chapter 5, at the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus speaks to you and he speaks to me. And he said in chapter 5 on the Sermon at the Mount, which is, you know, it's that, I'm gonna go to it in case it helps anybody to say the page number again. Jesus said in verse 33 of chapter 5, "Again, you've heard it said to those of old, 'You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn.'" Okay? Do what you say. But Jesus says in verse 34, "Do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say simply be yes or no. Anything more than that comes from evil." So that's the teaching from God on that. So what's up with this guy Paul, though? He's going to shave his hair. He's taking a vow. He's doing a thing. Chapter 23, same gospel of Matthew, verse 16. Just flick, flick, flick. Now, we like the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the, and here's the good news, and I'm telling you, it's a higher standard. Come with me here, you know. You heard about oath. I'm telling you, just keep your word. You don't need an oath. And now, but look at verse 23, the woes. He's talking to religious people. Remember, Paul is going to go through this trouble because of the religious people. And look what he says. Woe, he's talking to Pharisees. "Woe to you blind guys who say, 'If anyone swears by the temple, there's nothing. But if anyone swears by the gold of the temple, he's bound by his oath.'" Right? "I know I said I promised, but we didn't pinky swear." Woe. "You blind fools." So honestly, come back to the pinky swear and let yourself gently hear Jesus say, "You blind fools." There's no such thing as a pinky swear. It doesn't matter if you shook on it. I'm looking at what you said you'd do. Do it. Gently, gently. "You say, 'If anyone swears by the altar, it's nothing. If anyone swears by the gift that's on the altar, he's bound by his oath.'" Verse 19, "You blind men." Which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? "Whoever swears by the altar swears by it and everything on it. Whoever swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it," which is God Almighty. "And whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and him who sits on it." Jesus is serious about the matter. We're serious about the matter. Paul is serious about the matter, and he's going through ritual to help the weak in mind and the uneducated about the full teachings of Jesus and about the way the world is changing in response to the teaching of Jesus Christ. But because he's just come to town and because all they are is like red to a bull, we got to get this Paul and get him out of here. This is the circumstances. I'll read to you from James chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. Just listen to this. James says, "Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. So you, do what you say you'll do. Be reliable, stand firm, don't waver. You've heard it said of the steadfastness of Job, and you've seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Job, when everything was bad, and he was sick, and he lost all of his kids and all of his stuff, and his wife said, 'Just curse God and die.' Job, who had nothing, refused to go against God, to say anything against God, to fall back away from his faith that he had put in God. Blessed be the Lord. Verse 12 says, "But above all, my brothers, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation." That's it. That's it. Two examples